Women are more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than men, which researchers have known for years. But a recent study written by a team from Weill Cornell Medicine at Cornell University and the University of Arizona Health Sciences may offer more insight into why there is a difference between the sexes. The researchers say menopause causes metabolic changes in the brain that could increase the risk of Alzheimer's in women. One of the team members is Roberta Diaz-Brinton, director of the U of A Center for Innovation in Brain Science. And Dr. Brinton, let's start with some background. Why are women more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than men?
The data from our research indicates that women are beginning the aging process earlier, and that there is a change in their energy system of the brain that occurs during the menopausal transition. And it's that transition from being a very efficient energy producer and user in the brain that then leads to potentially adverse consequences, ultimately over about 20 years, where the brain has a deficiency in its ability to generate sufficient energy.
Based on just the natural order of things, is this something that would be very difficult to counter?
Actually, there are multiple interventions that women can do. First of all, realizing that estrogen promotes the entire energy system of the brain. For some women, estrogen therapy is appropriate. We know from early studies that women who intervened with estrogen therapy at the time of the perimenopause and menopause, that they had a reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. There are other data that show that women who were given estrogen or hormone therapy a decade or 15 years after the menopause, estrogen therapy alone had no benefit. Estrogen therapy plus a type of progestin actually, for a small percentage of women, increased their risk of Alzheimer's disease. So it wasn't the estrogen component, it was the progestin that was added to the estrogen. So to review, estrogen therapy at the time when women are symptomatic for the perimenopause and menopause, that 5 to 7 year period prior to the time when women become menopausal, intervention at that time with estrogen therapy, there's evidence to indicate that there's a reduced risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. What else can women do? Women who, what we found is in a study that we conducted, was really asking the question, can we detect women at risk for developing the early signs of Alzheimer's disease long before they have overt signs of the disease? And what we found specifically is that women who had a metabolic system, their system to convert glucose into energy, if that system was well controlled, well within normal limits, those women did not experience cognitive decline in the menopausal years. The women who were at risk for developing metabolic syndrome, and the precursor to type 2 diabetes, those women had a significant decline in cognitive function, an early sign of potential risk.
There's the cliche, you know, the mind-body experience, but it is a cliche because it's true. How much do you think that does come into play? If someone is able, we're talking about metabolic rate, you're talking about the exercise you're able to get, how much does that affect brain health for the good?
You are absolutely on target here, because the metabolic system, so there's a metabolic system throughout every organ of our body, and including the brain, that metabolic system is dependent upon the correct fuel, and the best fuel for the brain is actually glucose. So maintaining well-controlled glucose metabolism is critical, and a vascular system that can deliver that fuel, because the vascular system is the only way that the brain will have the fuel that it needs to conduct its function. So, you know, it's a fuel delivery system, the vascular system. So keeping that vascular system open and healthy is critical, as well as maintaining the body's utilization and well-controlled metabolism of glucose. Type 2 diabetes, for example, a dysregulation of glucose metabolism, is a risk factor for developing Alzheimer's disease. The first organ to be affected is actually the brain. The brain weighs 2% of the body weight and utilizes 20% of the fuel, glucose.
Roberta Diaz-Brinton is director of the U of A Center for Innovation in Brain Science.